Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Daily Dilemma.
The Daily Dilemma on Beat Breakfast.
The Daily Dilemma.
Okay, let's do this. Hi, Nyland Show. I went on 2 dates with a girl and we really hit it off. Things were going well, so I made a brave decision.
Okay.
I do a monthly board games night with the guys where most people bring a partner or a friend and they play in pairs. So I thought it was a good chance to debut her in front of the lads.
Right.
Big mistake. Ooh. Scrabble was the choice for this month and she made a show of me. She created a fuss when people wouldn't accept her Irish slang words like fecker and I don't want to say that word and dry shite. Despite us checking the Collins dictionary, she got in a heated debate with my best friend because she said a K was worth 7 points when everyone knows it's a 5-pointer.
Okay.
I left the event quite deflated. Oh. I spoke to my mom the next day, who's big into board games, and she said anyone who embarrasses you at Scrabble isn't a keeper, and it's been playing on my mind since. What do you think? It's Cluedo next month and I don't think I could face it with her by my side.
Okay, whoa.
You're not compatible.
That's the simple summary.
You're not compatible. I do think there are two types of people in the world, and I think there are people that are really competitive when it comes to games nights and board games, and I've been in the company of people that take things more seriously than others, and when you are when you're playing to win, mm-hmm. like he clearly is, mm. And you're there for a reason. He's not really up for the crack, is he?
Yeah,
he's very much, these are the rules.
It's a serious
These
tournament.
Words aren't in the dictionary, therefore they're not acceptable. I just don't think if you feel that you're going to be embarrassed by the person that you're bringing to games night, I just don't see it working. Am I being too harsh
No,
here?
I think you're being real on this one. Yeah, you're right. I mean, I would have thought if you're having games night, it's about having crack with your mates. But you do seem to take it very seriously. Yeah, I mean, like, I didn't know the K was a 5-pointer, but you were very clear people should know that.
She got into a heated debate with his best friend. Mm. But is it a case then that she's really competitive as well?
It does sound like she's quite a competitive edge too, but like in the wrong.
You kind of lost me though. I'm sorry, but you kind of lost me. You said, I spoke to my mom and she said, anyone who embarrasses you at Scrabble isn't a keeper. I mean, if your mom has said that and you take her word for it, then I think it might be time for you to find your own lane, basically, and to go
way. Yeah, I think you have two options here. Either, as Sho says, you're just not compatible, you see things differently, or alternatively, she's not the girl for games night.
I will tell you a very, very, very quick story, right?
Yeah.
Years ago, we invited Tom's parents for the first time ever to Wexford because they like to do their own thing at Christmas. And I said, please come down. We love Christmas. I've talked about this in the show before. We're very different families, right? Mm. And they came down and they were quite overwhelmed by the way we do Christmas because we do one present at a time and, you know, it's a very kind of
slow process.
We spread it out, okay?
It's like a slow cooker.
When it came to the games afterwards, like, we like to play games and we were playing charades this particular night. And my aunt takes games very seriously, right? And it was charades, and Tom's dad had never played charades. And every time he stood up, he was...
get to that stage of life, never having played charades.
Poor Ger, he'd never witnessed charades. God. Okay. And it wasn't a good experience for him, basically. So he'd stand up and he'd go, it's a film. And she'd say, Ger, you can't speak. So he'd go, film. And he couldn't get his head around it. They never came back for Christmas. Two types of people in the world. Mm. They were so put off by what happened
the
in that house.
Of it.
And the pressure that my aunt was putting on for the game that they decided it was safer for them to stay in Cork. Mm-hmm. All right? I'm just saying.
Okay.
This can divide people.
Okay, what are your thoughts? What would you say to our emailer this morning? His mum has told him she's not a keeper because...
Not a keeper because Scrabble.
Yeah, Scrabble. What would you say? Should he move on? 085 102 9103. A lot of people just call him a clown. a bit disgusted with his attitude. Donal, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good.
You kind of get the stressful situation here in terms of following the rules at a game, yeah?
Oh, I am that person. I'm with the rule book. I have like the glasses on my nose, reading out all the little bits and pieces, all the terms and conditions. That is 100% me. And I 100% get where he's coming from. I'd be very, very competitive, and I'd say out the door she goes.
I think Niall is like this as well, though.
A little bit, if I'm honest. Do you know what really annoys me, Donal? You know when you're with your loved ones, they might be siblings and brothers and sisters or friends, and the kid is playing and they think that the kid doesn't have to follow the rules because they're a kid.
I couldn't do that.
It's an absolute
nightmare. I'd have to ban them.
Yeah, I know. It's either they're following the rules or they're not playing, they're excluded.
It depends what age they are now.
It doesn't matter any age, they need to learn, follow the rules, follow the rules.
I don't know. Are you saying that you're literally just cutting this girl off because she's not
Play by the rules.
Yeah. There's no like middle ground here, isn't there? Not like it's just this is it. It's she's out.
Good luck.
Okay, all right. I think we'll leave it there. I think you've made your point.
Plenty
more fish in the sea.
Thank you so much.
Have a good day. Rach was on to us as well. She's quite angry about all this morning, to be honest.
I think this girl was sending you out like subliminal messages. And maybe you are the dry shy. And she was ripping the piss out of you with her words. And you all got wound up and frustrated because you just don't have a sense of humour. And yeah, let that girl go because you clearly aren't the crowd for her because she sounds like a bit crack.
To be honest, I kind of get it. Like, I would probably chance my arm at a game of Scrabble as well. You know? There's nothing wrong with that. It's like life's for a living. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
I played Junior Scrabble the other day.
What is that? Are the letters bigger or what?
Just like, there's kind of, I'll bring it in for you. Okay. I'll bring it in. It's great fun.
You haven't got past Guess Who yet.
Guess Who.